You're in a good place now. Relax, breathe, smile. You've entered into your element, the home of origin, the home of intelligence and beauty, where relevant topics are discussed, where what you think counts, and where superior is the norm. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, we've got a great show actually for you tonight. We're talking about winning. You know, we're talking about the perspectives definition of what it means to be the winner of life. You know, I know a lot of people say that it's the game of life, but I don't believe that that's a game. I believe a game is like a game of Monopoly, something that you have fake money and you just kind of go around a board and doesn't really mean anything. But life is for real. And what does it really mean to be a winner of life, I think is a good question. Because I think sometimes we assume that winning life means that you make a lot of money, or you have a lot of property, or you have a private jet, or you have a lot of diamonds, or you have a lot of flashy clothes to show people. But is that really what winning is? I don't think that is. I think that can be a byproduct of doing well or financially doing well in your career or inheriting a lot of money or marrying well. But I don't think that's the definition of actually winning life. So on tonight's show, I'm going to tell you what it means to win life and the few things that you can do to encourage winning and win all the time in this life that you have. Bill, good to see you tonight.
Hey, good to see you too, Ashley. And of course, you said it's going to be a great show tonight, but it's a great show every night.
It really is.
And I can prove it too. All you have to do is go to iTunes or AshleyBurgess.com or Spreaker, type in Ashley Burgess, and you can listen to all. I think we're up to 160.
Oh my gosh.
We're up to 160 past shows.
Woo-hoo!
I know, yeah. That's
I kind of lost my voice, I think, but 160 is a nice round number.
That is a nice round number, and you can listen to all of our great shows.
I love it. And you can listen to it, especially on Spreaker, which is so cool because you can listen on demand, and you can listen in your car, and you can listen anywhere. You can listen while you're working out, while you're sweating, while you're doing lawn work, while you're babysitting, while you're taking care of the kids, while you're changing diapers. You can listen to the show right then and there. Eric, how you doing?
You can listen while you're listening.
You can listen and listen too. You can listen from one thing and listen on another thing all at the same time.
And you can listen, Eric, you can even listen while you have your stocking cap and your scarf and your winter coat on here.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's freezing outside. Like I said, listeners, I am equatorial and the winter is not of me. So I'm wrapped up in the studio today. So winning. Now I can pull out all these 10,000 Vince Lombardi quotes I've been saving for this show for the last 30 years.
Yay!
So, let's do this today.
Eric has an arsenal today.
Let's do it.
Eric shows up to the studio with an arsenal.
With an arsenal of wins.
So what does it mean to be a life winner? You know, and I kind of contemplated that, and I've contemplated that, and I've contemplated that. And so I know it's not the money and the things and all this stuff. I figured there's a lot more to it. You know, and I think it begins with having that honest direction, having an honest, real, personal direction, and believing in the source, I think, but also believing in yourself. You know, I think a lot of times winning is all about believing. If you can believe, like, what did they say? If you believe it, you could achieve it, you know? But really, in reality, it kind of is true. I mean, if you have real honest direction, you hone in on it, you understand some sort of purpose in your life, you figure it out, and you believe in it, no matter what, you win.
Well, I agree with you 100% there, Ashley, because I think you hit an important point in the introduction on the beginning of the show tonight. A lot of people define winning as material things, and you know, it just seems so fake to me.
It's so empty.
Yeah. Now, here's the thing, though. You know, if being a winner in life means you've accomplished, like you know, let's say you're in business.
Okay.
You own your own business, or you work for a corporation or whatever, and succeeding means, you know, you make a lot of money. Okay. Now, if and then, you know, hey, if you make a lot of money, it's no problem. You know, go out and buy yourself a good car, and, you know, have a nice house. I'm totally cool with that too. But if that's your goal, is to define yourself by what you have, your material things, like you said, Ashley, it seems empty to me.
Well, so, you know, the sad thing is things are always going to get old. The material things are always going to get old, right? They're always going to get old. It's like when you were a kid, you know, and you got a gift, and it was like the biggest, you wanted this gift so bad, and within a year, right, you stopped playing with it. So things grow old. Like, there's no, It's hard. I mean, I love things. Like, I like my car. I had have emotional connection with my car to a degree. I know that kind of sounds like a manly thing to say, but I do. You know, I have that connection, and my car has a name. We're not going to go into all that stuff, okay, today on this show. However, I think that there's a correlation between respecting the things that you have in your life versus using that as, that's my definition. Let me put that out forward, and then you value me based on these items.
Because guess what, Erica? You can't take it with you.
You can't take your car with you, but I have known people who've been buried in their cars, so they took.
I've heard of that too.
Could,
yeah,
I guess. Yeah, but
you mean they didn't just go off a cliff?
Yeah, maybe they wanted to take their winnings with them to the other side. but you know, winning. I don't know. That's an interesting one for me, having been an athlete and been a competitive person for most of my life. And I joked about the Lombardi thing earlier, but the one thing I get about winning is that it's maybe not necessarily a destination or a thing, or it's maybe something you don't even keep score on. Maybe it's a process. And for me, I remember losing games, if you will, if you want to use the term losing, but I still felt like a winner after losing. And I know we'll get a little bit deeper later on, but winning, you know, what is winning? Is it a noun? Is it an adjective? You know, what is it and how do you see it?
It can be noun, adjective, or verb, or all at the same time, yeah. Depending upon what your definition is and what the context is.
Yeah, yeah. Like the lottery, for example, winning the lottery. The majority of people who quote unquote win the lottery end up losing in life. So, you know, what is winning in that case? So interesting show. I'm looking forward to it.
That is interesting you brought that up, too. I always think it's interesting that they ask those people to take pictures. It's like they're like sitting targets at that point. Okay, what's his name? Tom so-and-so. Okay, where does he live? I'm going to go make friends with Tom.
Yeah, Google Tom. Right. You're my new best friend. Matter of fact, Tom, you're my cousin.
Matter of fact, I looked you up in the genealogy book, and we should be very close friends.
And we are all winners.
I need a place to live, Tom.
Yeah.
You know, so let's talk about this honest direction. I think when we develop our honest direction, we understand the direction we're going, and sometimes this can mean, and a lot of times this means, you're going to go against the grain. You're going to go against the stream. You're going to be going upstream instead of downstream. You're going to be actually leading instead of following. And a lot of times this can be a very lonely place to be at, because it's, you're lonely because you're by yourself. There's not a lot of people going upstream. Most people are following everybody else. I think I talked about this one time. I had this dream and we were in a race and we're running, and all of a sudden, you know, like 2 minutes into the race, I'm going the direction everybody else is going. And there are like millions of people in this race. I mean, it looked like the New York Marathon on steroids. And all of a sudden, I was like, you know what? I'm going the wrong way. I'm going to turn around. So I turned around, and as I'm trying to run the other direction, I mean, people are just knocking into me, and I'm getting elbowed in the eye, and I'm getting hit. And I fell down a few times, and people were even laughing at me, like, what are you doing, you idiot? Turn around, you know? And I just kept on going. And by the time I started, like, leaving the pack, eventually there were, like, 10 or 12 other people behind me. And there was, like, one in front of me.
Yeah.
And I caught up with that person. And all of a sudden, at the end of this race, I realized I went the right way.
Yeah.
But sometimes getting hit and being pushed down and people looking at you and laughing at you going, why can't you just do it easy? Well, like I've been told in the past, why didn't you just become a pharmaceutical sales rep? You're a good looking chick. You're smart. You're intelligent. You have college educations. You got another degree. You got a master's. Why don't you do that? And I'm like, that would have been the easy route. I could have made some money and bought some stuff, but I don't think I would have been necessarily happy with my place in life.
No.
That is a perfect tee up for my first Vince Lombardi quote. Ashley, thank you.
You have to do it in the voice.
I don't. What? How did Vince talk? I can't do that. Was he Italian? You know, like was he a Midwestern Italian?
You can do anything.
No, not Midwestern. He's from New York, brother.
He's New York Italian.
He's from the Bronx.
I can't do that. And he was a chocolate Italian too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Some of those shots, Vince kind of looked like a brother, man.
Especially when he got in the sun. Right?
I can't do the voice, but I'll do the quote. This quote is, the difference between a successful person / winner and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather, to your point, Ashley, a lack of will. Lack of will. The desire and the will to go against the grain, to carve your own road. And also, I'm going to add this, define winning on your own terms. Because winning for Ashley may not necessarily be winning for Bill or Eric.
Well, and again, to allude to my point earlier, our society defines success by material things. And, you know, to the point of even going over the top of it. where it kind of leaves you with an empty feeling.
Look at
inside.
Every magazine. Like every magazine you pick up, every other ad is a watch. And the watches get bigger and bigger and more expensive.
They're huge now, aren't
they? You can see them from space.
Yeah.
I mean, I looked at one guy and I said, hey, I think I can see that from across the street. And he laughed. And it was funny, but I wasn't really kidding because it was so big. And you look at these price tags and you go, I don't wear a watch personally because I break every watch that goes on my arm. It just breaks, apparently. And it's not like I hit it or anything. It just stops working.
You're a watch killer.
I am. It's like time is like, Ashley, we got this covered. You go on and figure out your rest of your stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you don't need a watch. And you know what? You really don't now with the phones. I mean, you got a phone that has a clock on it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I haven't worn a watch in 10 years.
It's a fashion accessory now, mostly. Yeah, so, yeah.
But some of those, it's like $150,000, $200,000, $500,000, $1 million.
Really? Speaking of that, I was in New York recently, and I had a deal for a Rolex for $20. So, Ashley, I don't know where you're shopping, but I can get your Rolex for $20.
Was one of those guys, you know, hey, man, we don't want to buy a watch, you know, with the overcoat.
Loose Louis, hey, man, step to the back. I got something for you. It's the holidays, brother. I got something for you. You don't like the watch? Well, hey, I got a BMW in the other pocket.
Yeah, uh-huh.
I got some keys to a BMW. Just found it.
Just found it, and you're winning.
And you're winning, and as you get in the car and you take off, and all of a sudden you see the lights behind you, you go, this is not a casino.
No.
Doggone it, this is the poke. I'm going to the poke.
I was
going
to say, it's an invitation to the Gray Bar Hotel.
Oh, man, I like to call that, the slammer. The slammer.
Bang.
That's like going to jail. And like how cold they keep that. It's just like a hospital. So anyway, when we return, we're going to be talking more about having that honest direction, but also the other three tips to be able to win this life and be a winner throughout your entire life. So stay tuned because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight's Perspectives, we're discussing what it means to be a life winner. What it means to be a winner of life. You know, we talked about earlier, I don't think that material goods are the way to define winning. I think that can be a byproduct of doing really well or successful in a career, what have you, but I don't think that defines winning. I think what defines life winning is defined in about four characteristics. And these characteristics are what we're talking about on tonight's show. The first thing that a winner actually does is a winner has honest direction in their life. They figured out honest purpose and direction in their life, and they believe in themselves. They believe in their source, and they believe in themselves, because you can't have a purpose and not follow it as much as you can't have a purpose and not believe in it. So you have to do both. And so the cool thing about this conception is that once you figure out your purpose, it might go against the grain. Other people might think you're crazy, quite honestly. But you know what? It's the reality of your life, and you believe in it.
You know, I just thought of something. Speaking of crazy, you know, weird, Noah. I mean, think about it. You know, it's like build the ark. You know, I will destroy the earth. So you know, and
first of all, the voice comes from like the air,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and so you could
build the ark.
Imagine being a neighbor of Noah back then. It's like, and all of a sudden, you see him building this big ship in his barnyard,
and it's not raining, and there's no water
and
around.
You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
God, repent! God is going to destroy the earth. You know, it's like, dude, you know, I mean, it's a good thing they didn't have mental institutions back then. He probably would have been in one.
Yeah, he probably actually was,
people in white coats probably came by several times, and they had to get some friends that were guards.
White robes back then. Yeah,
white robes.
They didn't have coats; they wore robes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, they looked like they were in the ministry.
Yeah.
White robe, We're coming in.
To get
this
you're
Noah. Right, and I feel like the ark kind of represents purpose a lot of times because it can be this purpose that to other people just seems so out there. Like, why would that be Eric's purpose to do that? But Eric's like, you know what? I believe in it, and I know that this is to be true, and I got to do it.
Yeah, and it goes, Ashley, you made a really good point. It starts inward. You said something about honest and authentic, and it all starts inward. And I think winning, again, is highly individual, and winning is a journey, and it's unique unto that person. For Noah, in his mind to win or to attain the victory or whatever that was, or to attain a level of survival, which is winning. He had to do what
he was going to say. He lived.
Yeah, and, you know, and he lived, so he won.
I would say that's winning.
And
yes,
he listened to that voice, and he did what other folks weren't doing, and he charted, pun intended, his own course.
Make thee an ark.
And we're all here because of it.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's great. Yeah. And it's so true. And everybody has that ark in their life. You just got to figure out what that ark is.
Yeah.
You know, it might not be actually building an ark. It might not be actually building something with your hands in general. It could be mental. It could be putting something out there, a project, a book, a philosophy.
Or it could be rebuilding.
Rebuilding.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because some things aren't working right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they can be definitely rebuilt. And that might be your calling, your ark, for you to do. And if you believe in it, it will happen. There will be setbacks. Let me go in and make that very clear. When you do believe in a purpose and you go that direction, there are going to be setbacks, because it's to figure out if you really need to be doing that, as well as, do you really have the drive and direction to continue to do
it? That was Eric's point in the last segment. I think that's the key to it. Because it's really easy to say, not as easy as I thought it was. And I've been guilty of this. I think we've all been guilty
of
this.
We've all been guilty of that.
At some point.
We've all done, I don't know about guilty. We've all done it.
Yeah. I mean, it's so, you know, but if this is your life purpose, you know, if this is what you, you know, want to accomplish in life, whether it's a career or whether it's, you know, some sort of, you know, a philosophical, you know, thing, or, you know, it could be something as you know, menial. I don't know if that's the right word, you know, dieting. You know, and maintaining, you know, good health in your life.
That could be part of it.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's purpose, but I think that's part of it.
Yeah.
Because I think you're right. I understand where you're coming from, though. I think that part of purpose is actually respecting your body as a vessel. Your body is important. And I think a lot of people listening tonight know what I'm talking about. You don't respect your body at all. You don't intake the right foods. You don't take care of yourself. You don't work out. A lot of people don't even take care of themselves when they have diabetes and what have you. There comes a time when you have to literally sit there and say, if I'm going to carry out this purpose, I got to have a body that I can do it in. I mean, you know, because everybody's body eventually is going to fail them.
Yeah.
You know, there's a person I know right now, about 95-year-old intelligent man, doctor. He's about to have to get in a wheelchair. He's 95. Mm. His mind is sharp as a tack. His heart is great, you know, as far as just clarity and meditation. But the sad thing is, his body is failing him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But a lot of people you look at, they're not 95. They're in their 40s.
And their body's failing them.
And their body's failing them because they have not at all taken care of it. And that's part of purpose, is to sit there and say, I got to do this in my life, and I got to be able to actually walk or wheel myself if I'm in a wheelchair because I'm a quadriplegic or whatever, but I have to get myself there.
Yeah. Now, if you'll excuse me, Ashley, I got to go eat my greasy hamburger and sugary soda.
Oh, I know. Bill always has some sort of soda drink next to him.
40-ounce sugary soda.
Yeah. 64-ounce.
Do as I say, not as I do.
Right.
You're going to go big, right?
Never mind.
Pun intended.
Never
don't
mind.
You have a t-shirt that says that, Bill?
Yes, I do, actually.
Yeah. God bless us all.
Actually, I do.
Billy, we're going to have to call up Bill's girlfriend here in a second and find out what's up with that. That's all right. All of a sudden, now the show goes R-rated.
Now, if we were on satellite radio, we could do that.
We could do that. Beep, 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 beep. So let's talk about the next concept that makes a winner. I think the next concept that makes somebody a life winner is that they give support to others.
Bingo.
And they get support back.
Bingo.
But the biggest thing is that they give support. How many of you listening right now, go on Facebook to Ashley Burgess, or go on Facebook to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, or Twitter, at Ashley Burgess is the handle. Go on there and talk about, we're doing it right now. Do you get support from others, and do you give support? That is critical. Because I know when I've always been supportive of people, and I've always followed through with my support. But there's a lot of people out there that talk the talk and don't walk the walk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, if you want to have support in your life, you've got to give it.
Well, and a lot of people, I think, you know, their purpose in life is to support others.
Yeah.
You know, maybe it's a charitable. Like, recently, how about the doctors and nurses who volunteered their time to go to Africa to fight Ebola virus?
Yeah. Yeah.
They certainly didn't have to. And you know, especially those doctors, they can make a lot of money, you know, practicing medicine right here in the good old US of A.
I heard a comment, and you bring up a really good point, Bill. I heard a comment from one of the doctors, and I just caught the tail end of it. I think I was in the airport or running between flights or whatever, And the doctor was the whole conversation was about how society is treating those doctors when they come back from Ebola. And this doctor really kind of paused it and said, you know what the media is missing is not the situation of the disease and how it's impacting people negatively. And obviously that's important and it's very important. But what they're missing is the fact that you've got groups of people going over to volunteer to help in a war zone, in a disease war zone. And the guy said, this is what he said. He said, regardless of the numbers, regardless of what happens, we're still winners for going because we did something courageous and we helped other people. And it goes back to Ashley's point. And one of the things I always believed in, one of the highest manifestations of human behavior is the ability to profoundly impact others. And if you're a winner personally, then you have the potential to infuse that winning attitude and that winning spirit in others. And I think that's what good leaders do.
You know, it's interesting. excuse me. I got all choked up.
Winning chokes you up.
Do you need a hug, Ashley?
I need a hug.
Okay. Winning's emotional.
It's been a rough week, man. It's been a rough week.
all our listeners, you know, group hug.
Group
Ashley.
Hug. Yay. Thank you. I'm feeling the love. Getting the love. Feeling the groove.
And Ashley, you're winning.
Yeah, baby.
Regardless
yeah.
of the detractors, you're winning.
Give it up for sexual chocolate.
Yeah.
Remember that? Sexual
yeah.
chocolate.
Yes.
Sexual chocolate.
Yeah. I think that's my new nickname.
I was going to say, here we go.
I get a new
here
nickname a show. Yeah, I get
walk
a new
down
nickname
the street,
every show.
We're the funniest. Everyone we meet. So, yeah, I'm going off. Hey, we're the monkeys.
I was
going
to say, you have Ashley has left the reservation.
I left a long time ago. No, but I agree. And the whole support thing too, and that's funny. You know, sometimes you get kind of when you're following this purpose and you're doing stuff, you just got to be careful not to lose sight of what's reality, what's important. And you know, sometimes when you feel like you're going through this purpose and you're really working hard and you're believing and you're doing this and you're supporting other people, you might feel sometimes a little like maybe not inadequate's the word, but maybe just a little beaten down is maybe the word.
Yeah, that's real.
Beaten down, and you feel, man, all the work and all, like even with those doctors, there's probably some of them that were over there just like, oh my gosh, another person with Ebola. Oh, here we go again. You know, and you just keep like, you feel like it just keeps going and going and you can't even slow it down.
Yeah, it feels like you're probably not winning.
You're not, yeah, you feel
yeah,
that
that's
way.
That's what it feels like, yeah.
But you have to step back and look at it. And the other day I thought about that and I said, you know, I started thinking about it, I go, but you know what? Every week, you know, nowadays, because we are in California and all over the country now, we're on 7 days a week now.
Awesome, awesome.
Yep.
And so 7 days a week, someone's getting the message of perspectives.
Yep.
And that changed it up for me. And it took me to sit back there and say, yeah, I don't have all that stuff. But it's not about that stuff. It's about helping other people get to the level and get and win life. Because, you know, I always knew reason why I did what I did is because if you know how to win the lottery every single time, you know how to do it every single time, and you don't explain to other people how to win the lottery, and you just hold it all for yourself, that's wrong. But also, you don't have other people to hang out with.
Yeah.
And so I figured that the reason why we share this entire message of perspectives is because if you know how to win the game of life, and I like to say just life in general,
yep.
you want to share it with other people, and you want to help other people win life too. And that's what this show is all about. So stay tuned, because when we return, we're going to give you the other two ways of creating winning in this lifetime for yourself. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. We'll be back in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On tonight's show, we've been discussing what it means to be a winner of life. What it means to be a winner of life, not a loser, not a mediocre type so-so, kind of did it okay life. We're talking about winning life. We're talking about actually doing it, the whole enchilada. What does that mean? You know, in the first time we were talking about how to have honest direction, creating that honest direction, that honest belief in your purpose, believing in the source, believing in yourself. We also talked about, just recently, about what it means to support others. What it means to actually give support. Because it's so important. If you don't support others and help others, there's really, the meaning of your life is kind of lackluster and kind of lost. It is about helping others. We are not an island. Other people are in our lives. And when you show support to others, guess what? You normally get support back.
Yeah.
It's reciprocal. It's circular. So right now, let's move into the next step on how to win in this life, is not to judge others.
Mm-hmm.
When we judge others, we take ourselves right out of living. we do it every time because I know it's almost like you go from being in the game to you become the sideline official. You know, you're like in the game, and then all of a sudden you're the sideline official that's talking about, oh, did you see this? Okay, look at that as you throw the flag out there.
And nobody pays to come see the sideline official.
No, they don't.
They pay to come see the players. The players is the human drama, not the sideline official.
Now, it's different if you're Judge Judy and you get paid to actually. No, I'm kidding. But no, I mean, seriously, judging others seems to me the exact opposite of supporting others. You're doing just the exact opposite. You know, so instead of supporting them, you're breaking them down, tearing them down.
Most of those who, quote unquote, judge others and who don't get paid for it as their profession, like judges, it typically has more to do about them and their lack of winning versus those who they're trying to judge who may seemingly be winning. And I've learned that, even if it's your parents. You know, I've had a situation with parents, and some parents are overly critical to their kids when their kids are reaching certain plateaus of success or ascending to a plateau of success. And it has nothing to do with the kid. The kids are doing exactly what the parents raised them to do. It had more to do with the parents' lack of winning or the lack of courage or the lack of sustainability in their own lives.
Don't you think it's kind of like the parents living vicariously through the children where that's an issue?
Living vicariously I can't think of the word right now, or whatever the opposite of vicariously is. You know, some parents are happy when their kids fail. Why? Because it gives them more leverage over the kids in some kind of sick way.
Yeah, some people don't want their kids to be better than them for some reason. I would have thought you want a better life for your kids or whatever. But it's, Eric, the reason I asked that question is because my girlfriend's brother is a youth league coach.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I see it at these baseball games for 8, 9, 10 years old.
Sad.
You know, they are on these kids, you know, it's like when you swing that bat, and I'm
it breaks my heart.
Seriously,
that's because that dad or that parent didn't make the little league team, you know. And and the same thing with friends. And so you got to be careful and which leads me to another quote, Vince Lombardi quote.
Now, we need some appropriate music here. Donna,
what's the donna, donna, donna?
You don't remember the old NFL films?
Yeah, with the horns and all of that stuff.
No, I miss that.
Go YouTube it, NFL films.
Okay, so here's the quote. It says, coaches who can outline plays on a blackboard are a dime a dozen. The ones who win get inside their player and motivate. Okay? The ones who win get inside their player
and motivate.
And motivate.
And not break them down, not try to tear them down.
Not tear them down, but they get inside and motivate because I think psychologically Lombardi knew that a motivated player focused on winning as an individual creates a motivated, focused team that wins.
I totally agree with that, and that totally segues into what I was going to say. And a little offshoot is I figured out one thing too just recently. When people have purpose and you have purpose, it works. When people haven't found their purpose and you found your purpose, it doesn't. And I figured out why is because they can't support you because they can't. They just can't do it. And like the other day,
they can't
do it. Like the other day, I was asking some people to follow me on Spreaker. And I've realized that the only people that have so far are people that get it. And people that don't have the purpose and don't have it figured out yet, and they're just kind of going through the motions. They don't want to help you at all because they don't know what it means to help somebody.
They can't conceive of it.
They can't conceive of it. And so I've realized, beyond everything, if you talk to somebody and you have your purpose figured out, great. If you hang out with people though that don't have their purpose figured out, eventually they're going to take you off course.
Yep.
Because you will allow them to take you off course. You've got to bypass these people, say, hey, I love you, I care about you, but I got to move on. You know what I mean? It's like birds of a feather flock together. If you want to hang out with winners, hang out with winners. If you want to hang out with people that want other people to tell them what to do, do it. If you want to hang out with people that have decided that they've given up and they'd rather just drink their days away, do that too. But if you have genuine purpose and you believe in yourself, if you hang out with those people, it's a crime against yourself. It's a crime against yourself, and it's a crime against your purpose.
I agree. I have
preach, the, Reverend
preach,
Ashley.
You know, I'm gonna stand up and where's the tithes basket? I'm gonna give some money after
there
that sermon right there, man. I tell you, one of the coolest things that I get to do is watch My kids participate in sports. And Bill, to your point, you know, we do have those parents that take it over the top. But for the most part, in my kids' leagues, everybody's pretty balanced. And the coolest thing is to watch little kids who may not, who have an evolving confidence or an evolving identity, learn who they are as individuals within the scope of a season and a team, but also learn how to play well with others and also learn what winning feels like, but also understand what losing feels like as well. And that transformation and that process is the coolest thing for me, because it is so honest. To Ashley's point, it is so authentic, and it's personal. Each kid level is different, but together they win or lose as a team, and their growth is something powerful to watch.
I think you just hit on an important point, though. You know, you have to – it's not enough just to be able to strive to win in life. You have to be able to deal with losing, or, you know, to take it into a broader context, with maybe, you know, not accomplishing your goal for that day or that week or that month, okay? Because I think that – will motivate you, you know, okay, darn it, I didn't succeed.
You know, did you not succeed, though?
Well, you didn't succeed yet.
Or maybe by not winning, that was where you needed to go, because that wasn't the direction
that's
you needed
to go. That's
what
I'm saying. It provides you the motivation, I think. You know, because,
but that, and also maybe, though, if you would have won that, you would have lost in the long run.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You know, those who don't, it's hard to handle success, but it's even, you know, harder to handle failure. But you know, it's like in science, you learn more when an experiment fails.
Yeah, exactly. It opens
than you do
doors,
when it succeeds.
And you know what, Bill? And I agree with you. And I also, on another turn on that, I just don't think that when you work and you do stuff, I don't think you can ever fail. I think when you put yourself out there and you actually have drive and conviction and belief, even if something doesn't work. Okay, air quotes. Even if something doesn't succeed,
air quotes,
you still didn't fail.
Yeah.
I think the only time you fail is when you got your butt sitting on the couch.
When you quit.
Smoking out a bunch of weed.
When you quit.
Sitting there going, well, life has just really screwed me over, and everybody else is just backstabbing me in the back.
Yeah.
You know what? I might as well just freaking sit here and have another 40 ounce and decide what I'm going to do. That, to me, is failing. I think winning is when you get up off that couch, you throw the beer away, you get rid of the drugs, and you go, you know what? I got to figure out me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I got to figure out what the next step is. And even if that next step is just going out there and trying to find a job, even if the next step is trying to take care of yourself health-wise, even if the next step is going out there and volunteering for people that have way less than you and can't even eat because they have no food, that is winning.
And that's why it's highly personalized and highly personal to that individual. If I saw that other person, or if someone else saw that other person, they may not see winning. But you know what? They may not know that yesterday that person was on the couch smoking and drinking and whatnot. And so for that person, just getting up may be a victory.
That might be a victory for them.
It may be a victory for them. And so I think, you know, self-motivation, I think, you know, keeping your own score within yourself is critical, because when other people see that you're on a pursuit for something, unfortunately, as we've talked about before, they tend to have an ability not to be supportive and to pull you back down. So keep it personal. First of all, look for it inwardly. Keep it personal, and have that confidence to do what you need to do to move forward.
And don't judge people. If they're still, you know, struggling, or if they're still trying to, you know, find, you know, out, you know, their own process of being a winner, you know, don't judge them, because they're but for the grace of God go you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I agree with you, because a lot of times we judge people that also are very similar to ourselves. We make judgment calls on people that we've probably already experienced that stuff. And, you know, it's just time. Judgment just doesn't do anything for me. It just takes me on the sidelines and takes me out of the game of life. And I don't like to be that sideline reporter. You know, I don't like to be that the referee out there. I'd rather be out there in life doing it.
In life, mixing it up. Do it.
And so when we return, I'm going to give you the last concept. We're going to talk about the last concept that you can, not the last one, but another one, of what you can do to make your life, this life, a winning life. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in, we'll be back in two shakes.
I can lift you up. I can show you what you want to see and take you where you want to be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Excellence must be pursued. It must be wooed with all of one's might and every bit of effort that we have. And each day there's a new encounter. Each week there's a new challenge. from all of the display and all of the noise and all of the glamour and all of the color and all of the excitement and all of the rings and all of the money. These are the things that really linger only in the memory. But the spirit, the will to excel, the will to win, these are the things that endure.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight's show has been a winning show, I'll tell you. A winner, a real winner, a real gem, a real peach.
Yes.
We've been talking about what it means to be a winner of life.
Winning.
Winning. I'm winning. I'm going to get one of those shirts. I'm a winner. So what
we need like the, you know, in Vegas, you know, when you hit the slots and they come up, yeah. You know, ding, 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 ding.
Winner, 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 chicken dinner, winner, 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 chicken dinner.
She's so dingy.
Oh.
did you just make a judgment there?
No. I was playing off the ding, ding, ding thing. Yeah, she's so dingy.
I think he was judging you.
No. I don't do the black robe thing.
We'll take him outside the studio later, outside the studio, by the shed.
There's only one judge in my universe.
And that's the Mrs. No, I'm kidding.
And that's myself. I'm the worst judge of myself there is. Yeah. No, but, you know, we talked about the whole concept of having the honest direction, having that purpose in life and believing in your source and believing in yourself. And that's hierarchy right there. You know, the next one was that giving that support and getting that support. And it really just comes hand in hand. I mean, when you do give support and you show others you care and you really are out there, most of the time, people will follow suit and support you. If they don't, that means that you're probably spending time with people that haven't found their purpose yet.
Yep.
And you need to rethink that.
Flee from them.
Yeah, run. Run as fast as you can. Tell them how much you love them and keep on going.
See ya, deuces.
As you wave. Gotta go. See you later. We gotta go. I got reservations somewhere and I gotta go. I gotta go pick up my dry clean.
Gotta wash my hair. Gotta, you know, rearrange my sock drawer.
Gotta go.
And I'm gonna just run. And remember that of Forrest Gump? And he was running. And I just started running.
Run, Forrest, run.
We're like peas and carrots again, Jenny. And, you know, you got to just run away from it, you know, and the reason for it is you just don't want them to take your wind out of your sail. Yeah. You got to move on, you know, because when people don't find purpose and they're surrounded by other people that have purpose, I don't know, it's just a weird deal. It's kind of like you're the only one that has any food left and they're going to watch you and decide what they're going to do before they beat you up and take your food, you know?
Yeah.
Something's up. You take your lunch money, you know?
It's primal.
It's primal. So what about also not judging others? So we've talked about don't judge others, you know, because being a judge doesn't really look that good. It doesn't really, I don't know, it doesn't apply to most people unless that is your career.
Yeah.
You know, you're getting paid by the state or federally or Supreme Court or on TV doing it. But other than that, I mean, again, those are in roles of operations of careers. As far as being a sideline judge in life, you really literally just step back and just stop living. And I've done that before where you start gossiping. And I've done it before this. I'm not going to sit there and say, oh, I've never gossiped. Oh, I've never judged anybody. Yes, I have. And you know how far that got me? Nowhere. It got me literally, I wasted my time. I spent time judging someone else. And I look down at my phone since I don't wear a watch. And I go, oh, crap. I just wasted an hour of my day based on judging someone else for something that I may or may not have done, but it's really not about me.
It's like you ran headlong into a brick wall.
You're just like, oh, this is great. You know, boink. The next thing you know,
boink.
You're just like, what did I do? Why did I do that? So lastly but not least, the thing that you can really do to be a winner in your life is to resist caring what others think about you.
That's it.
Stop thinking about what others care, what they think about you. It just doesn't do you any good. To sit there and overanalyze, why do you think that Eric said that about me?
Yeah.
Was he trying to comment about me? Well, are you talking about me? You know, I see people all the time that literally look at me at a restaurant or something, and they'll hear somebody at the other table. Do you think they're talking about me? They look back over here and they're looking at me, and I'm
like, what's that one movie? You talking to me? You talking to me?
You talking about me?
You talking to me?
You talking about me? You know?
Because it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Like when you start overanalyzing and freaking out what everybody's saying about you, you can't live anymore. You start being what you think they want you to be. But you know what? That doesn't make any sense.
For all of you folks out there who have teenage kids or who were recently teenagers, just take a look at that world. I'll never forget my oldest daughter. And I was so proud of her just a couple weeks ago. And you know, I was asking about her circle of friends and whatnot. And she said, Daddy, I don't have a circle of friends. I have maybe two dots of friends, meaning like a couple of friends. I said, what happened to all the friends you had? She said, Daddy, they really weren't about anything. And I realized that the only reason they were hanging around me was so they could have something to talk about. And so I don't have a lot of friends. She's 16. She's on the way to freedom. And I'm so proud of her because she realized early on that most people in your life aren't there to really help and encourage. Most people are there to get what they can get.
To tear down.
To tear down, to get what they can get, and then use you as subject matter for things that they can gossip about on the other end.
Man, so, that's a sad life.
Very proud of her for making that distinction at 16 years old. Go get them.
That's ahead of the game already, but that is a sad life. I mean, and
but
you know,
that's
sad.
The world. That's most people, Ashley.
That's sad.
That's most people, though.
I would hate to think that way, though. I really think
I would hate to think that way, too, yeah.
I really think, too, a lot of people grow out of that. But you're right. There are a lot of adults out there that literally they just want they're just looking for fresh meat out there.
A lot of them don't, though, Ashley. A lot of them don't grow out of that. They really don't. What happened in high school, what happened in grade school, is still our greater society today.
Wow.
Think about it.
Yeah. There's a lot of people who've never left high school mentally. You know, and yeah. it's like, you know, I've been in work environments like that where it's like a high school gym locker, practically.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Jeez,
you know, and it's like really, you know, folks, it's time to leave all that behind because there's bigger and better things.
That's
awaiting us.
That's what I miss most about, and you guys have heard me say it. That's what I miss most about being an athlete. It wasn't the lights, the camera, the action. It was about being on a team to where the success and failure had everything to do with each individual person and their honest buy-in to the objective. And if you didn't buy into that objective, it showed. It showed. First of all, you weren't going to get on the field, but if you somehow got on the field, it showed that you were not 100% committed to winning or whatever that meant.
You know, I think also, too, if you care what other people think about you, it takes you off target 100%. You know what I'm saying? 100%.
Yeah,
think about it.
You're distracted.
First of all, you're distracted.
It's like you're focused on the wrong thing. Yeah.
And you know, that's what they want you to do. Focus on that. Be insecure. Be scared.
Then they own you.
And you know, and you're right. And you know, on top of that, too, guess what? They take you right off your purpose.
So
for number one, the first thing we talked about was having that honest direction. What happens when your direction gets clouded?
Yeah.
It gets clouded when you're going, well, I wonder what John thinks about me.
Yeah.
And this doesn't just apply to friends. It applies to
family
members.
The other F. Yeah, family.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's talk about family real quick because a lot of times people get... They get clouded with, well, that's my mom or that's my dad or that's my aunt or my uncle.
And they all of a sudden have a right to say those things to you.
No,
that
they don't.
That doesn't give them that right.
And a lot of us get confused with the fact that they are parents because you think a parent wouldn't do that.
Oh, no, not a parent.
Dad wouldn't do that to me. Mom wouldn't do that to me. And this is very important for everybody listening. Anybody that's got true purpose that's listening to the show, really believe in yourself and resist what certain parents might be saying, what you think they might be thinking about you, because it's not about you, it's about them.
Every time.
It's about their insecurities, but it's about the things in their head.
Yep.
You don't need to sit there and try to analyze or mentally get into their head. They're the ones that probably need to seek therapy and need to really understand themselves.
It's almost like some parents see their children as competitors.
They do, and then some of them ever want the kid to grow up, so they see the kid as the 8-year-old kid, and so they control the kid, and they never think about the kid actually developing a wise sense of self, and so they still continue to talk to that child at the 8-year-old level.
And we all
right?
we all deal with it. I mean, we all deal with it, and I'll share a personal example. I'm not going to say which F it is, if it's family or friend, but, you know, I was recently in a situation to where...
That's totally not where I thought he was going with that.
You know, I keep it clean.
There's a multiple of Fs out there, and we're going to talk about this F.
I'm a daddy. I can't be just throwing Fs around everywhere.
Right, exactly.
But I've had a really blessed life. I mean, I didn't come from a whole lot, you know, single mother and all of that, and you know, it's a bootstrap kind of thing. I've tried to do right by people my whole life and make good decisions. I made a lot of mistakes, but I've worked purposefully to try to be a good human being. And so I had someone really close to me all of a sudden decide to take account of my life, and they, in their mind, they did not think that I was as successful as I ought to have been at this point in my life. Okay, and I'm listening to this, and so they go through an entire litany of how I failed or not achieved what I was supposed to achieve in my life. And I'm saying to myself as I'm listening to this, am I in the twilight zone, or has this person been on a completely different universe than I've been on? And so it hurt.
It's like, you know, what game were you watching?
Yeah, what game were you watching? I'm a dad. I've got great kids. I've got a great wife. I do the right thing. I pay my taxes. I encourage others.
You make
volunteer.
A very good living.
Yeah, I make a good living.
Well, which is not the material things are not your purpose. It's just that.
But from where I came from, you know, it's a big deal. You know, I was born in a county hospital, for goodness sake. And I got a great radio show that I'm a part of. And so anyway, long story short, it hurt. And it hurt for a minute. And I'm on perspectives, and I hear the good stuff every day. But it still hurt. But it didn't hurt for very long, because I think about a couple of days later, I was back on track to where I was before,
right,
which is my own reality, my own path to winning, and my own state of sanity that I need to get through this life.
I love that. And that gives credence to what I'm saying. Whether it's friends or family or whoever you're dealing with, realize these things. Keep that direction. Believe in yourself. Whether it's baby steps in the beginning, get off the couch. Do what you got to do to move on, to try to find that purpose if that's where you're at. If you're already there with the purpose, continue the direction. No matter how many setbacks you get, it will work. It's going to work. You just have to be determined and dedicated. You know, just remember to give that support. Not judging others is hierarchy. And then lastly but not least, you know, don't care what others think. You know, love and be love, and that's the whole deal here.
Solid.
Solid like a rock.
Love it.
Great show, Eric.
Cool. Ain't nothing going to break up my stride. Ain't nothing going to hold me down.
Love that.
Oh, no.
I got to keep on moving.
Yeah, I know where he's going with that one.
Bill, awesome show.
And thank you very much, Ashley, and I will take all this stuff to heart.
I think we all will, because it's something that I have to remember on a daily basis, and it's something that I remind myself in a daily mantra. So stay tuned. We have a great show for you next week. And if you've missed any of the past shows, go and check it out on Spreaker or iTunes with Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in 3 shakes.